And if you're not talking to him, maybe you're telling me about it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say the job is for
Tana and I. Yeah.
See, I'm skipping all over because we've already gotten these.
That's right.
If something belongs to me, you say it's...
Say if it's what?
It belongs to me, you say it's...
Oh, I say that's mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If not, I say I own that. It's something we're talking about off yonder.
If some people have been over to visit and they're about to leave and you want to invite them back again, what would you say to them?
I'd say, well, come back again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to come back at any time. Either one would work in the same place the way I consider you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other things, any other ways you would say it?
Huh?
Any other ways you would say it?
No. No.
And,
There might be some other way, but it don't address me that much.
If their car was sitting out on the road and you went out and you saw a dent in it, you say, oh, somebody's run into...
Say if,
their car's sitting out on the road,
oh,
and
yeah,
you went out and looked at it and had a dent on it, you say, uh-oh, somebody run into it.
Yeah. Or else he backed into something. Yeah. If I wasn't there, I wouldn't know which one, but I know it was a lick.
You're asking about the people that went to a party, so you didn't go and you're talking to somebody that did go. How would you ask them about who had been there?
Well, I said, well, how was the party last night? Fine. I said, well, was such a one present? No, they wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if there wasn't, he would say that, and if there was, he would say yes. Yeah.
And if you'd missed some kind of meeting where they had a speaker and you wanted to find out what he talked about. You talked to somebody that went there.
Yeah.
And what would you say to him to find out? What would you ask him?
I said, well, what was the subject last night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forgot. Did I ask you about bread?
Huh?
Did I ask you about bread, the kind of bread that you used to bake?
I don't remember if you did.
Yeah. What kind of bread does your wife make, or did she used to make flour?
Well, she used to make a lot of bread. She don't know no more. She used to make rolls, and she used to make homemade loaf bread. And, of course, she sets his what we call potato poon. That's a potato, you know, after it's made, grated, mm-hmm. and made into, they call it a poon. But she don't bother to make any anymore. Things that she used to do look like she just got away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else I can think of now in the line of bread.
Would you call loaf bread anything different, depending on whether you got it made it at home or you bought it at the store?
Well, yeah, if you made it at home, said homemade loaf.
Mm-hmm. What about if you got it at the store?
If you got it at the store, well, that's bought bread.
Bought bread?
Yes. Because I wouldn't know who made it.
Did she used to make any other kind of bread out of flour that besides the loaf?
No, not to my knowing, not out of flour.
What about out of cornmeal?
Cornmeal, well, cornbread. Well, they put just a little flour in it to keep it from being too flaky. And some of them make it straight, you know. Well, it's real crumbly when you make it that way, if you don't put a little flour in it to cause it to keep it from being so break up before you could get it. You almost have to eat with a spoon to keep it together. And then the other bread out of flour is what they call pancakes, you know, if you're going to eat syrup with it, they call them pancakes.
You ever make anything like pancakes except made out of cornmeal instead of flour?
Well, you can, but no, I don't know what you would call it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you take flour now, you make waffles, and also they made